Hello again. The top story on Al Jazeera this hour. Results are coming in for Turkey's most tightly contested election in decades. There's a dispute about the numbers, with the two frontrunners both maintaining that they're in the lead. The Anadolu state-run news agency has Recep Tayyip Erdoğan ahead.
Yine bir Anadolu ajansı.
Unfortunately, as in every election, the Anadolu agency proved itself incompetent and incapable once again. But this will change during our leadership. We can no longer talk about a credible and reputable Anadolu agency. When we look at these results, we can say that our esteemed leader, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, will become the next president.
Frankly, there is no point in arbitrarily accusing the institutions. If you have been monitoring the results at the polling stations, you must have a projection. So quit accusing the institutions. We also received the results from the polling stations, but most importantly, the only thing that matters is the official tally, which will provide a clear picture.
Okay, so let's take a closer look at the figures as they stand right now. With more than 90% of the votes counted, President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan has dropped just below the 50% mark, and his main rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has more than 44%. And take a look at the numbers in the parliamentary race. That's where almost 90% of the votes have been counted. And it shows that People's Alliance is a frontrunner with 50% of the votes, and Nation Alliance has received 35%. So in these high-stakes elections, it's worth taking a closer look at Turkey's most important cities and provinces and how they've voted historically. Here's Alexei O'Brien.
Istanbul, Ankara and Izmir are Turkey's three biggest cities. And it's said the person who wins Istanbul wins the country. Turkey's most populous province is home to about 16 million people and 20% of all registered voters. It's where President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan made his name as mayor. But that job's now held by the main opposition. It's also in control in Ankara, the capital, and the coastal city of Izmir. In the last presidential election in 2018, all of these provinces in yellow voted for Erdoğan in Turkey's central conservative heartland, helping him stay in power with more than half of the vote. But some of those strongholds in the southeast could now be in question, with these 11 provinces badly affected by the earthquakes in February. The head of the Supreme Election Council said that at least 1 million voters there aren't expected to cast their ballots because they've been displaced by the disaster. Let's head further southeast, where most of the Kurdish population is concentrated. And the main pro-Kurdish party under the Green Left banner has thrown its support behind Erdoğan's presidential rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. The last region to mention isn't even in Turkey. It's Western Europe, where the vast majority of the Turkish diaspora live, and it's 3.4 million registered voters. About half of those have cast ballots in this year's elections, a record turnout. But some violence has been reported at polling stations. Analysts suggest that illustrates the polarisation of the Turkish electorate.
All right, let's bring in Hakan Akbas. He's a political analyst. He's joining us from Istanbul. Welcome back to Al Jazeera, sir. Thanks for your time. So here's where we stand. More than 90% of votes counted. I'm sure you're aware. Both men, the presidential contenders, are below that 50% threshold as of now. How do you expect the next few hours, at least, to be playing out?
Well, the Turkish voters have spoken, and they are asking for change. And both candidates, President Erdoğan, as well as the challenger, Kılıçdaroğlu,
Mr. Akbas, do stand by for a moment. I do apologize because we're just going to cross over to Ankara and listen to Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu speaking. Let's listen in.
Council. We know that this is the case in 773 ballot boxes in Istanbul. There are even ballot boxes where six concurrent objections have been made. And we know that this is the case across the country. You cannot change the facts and you cannot change the official results by interfering in the elections, by submitting continuous objections in the polling stations. Please stop interfering with how the nation perceives the results of these elections. Please stop manipulating the election security so that the public knows the real results. And I also invite the Supreme Election Council to do their job. They have to do and follow the due process for the data entry during the elections. And I also call all everyone in the nation who are now working actively in polling stations, please do not quit the polling stations until we get the official reports for each ballot box. Thank you very much.
Okay, so that is one of the presidential contenders, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. He was just speaking in Ankara, asking people not to quit the polling stations until the official results come through. Let's once again bring in Hakan Akbaz. He's a political analyst. He's joining us from Istanbul. So are you surprised that we heard from this political, from this presidential contender at this point?
Yes, as expected, this was going to be a tight election, and neither candidate seems to have managed to get to the 50%. And especially the votes in the large cities like Istanbul and Ankara are being recounted. And looks like we may have a long night waiting for us. But the bottom line is, though, because the third candidate seems to have polled over 5%, and so far it doesn't look like his numbers will be changing. It is looking very likely that this will go into a runoff vote in 2 weeks.
I do want to get onto the subject of the third candidate in a moment, but first let me ask you about the opposition and specifically the parties with Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Right now they're polling at 44.67%. Will they be disappointed with those numbers?
Yes, absolutely. Because if you look at the CHP, Kılıçdaroğlu's party's numbers, despite everything, like the economic difficulties Turkey has been going through, despite the earthquakes and the damage afterwards, the Kılıçdaroğlu's party has not been able to even hit 30%. So which says that it is a disappointment for his party. But more importantly, I think he seems to have picked the wrong alliances, because his alliances as part of the coalition of six parties, they've not been able to even poll 1% combined. Unlike Erdogan's ruling alliance, they seem to have done far better, especially MHP, the nationalist coalition partner of Erdogan. So for that purpose, CHP, Kılıçdaroğlu's own party, it seems to have done very poorly.
And you were mentioning Sinan Oğan a moment ago. One of the big surprises a lot of people seem to think is Sinan Oğan of the night. And so far, he's secured more than 5% of the votes. How do you explain that? And going forward, how key is his role going to be?
Great question. I think tonight's winner clearly is Sinan Oğan and his basically coalition. And this alliance, this election has been about nationalism and nationalistic feeling of the voters. And, you know, Sinan Oğan seems to have been able to get votes from both alliances. And also, he seems to be really doing better thanks to President Erdogan's campaign going after PKK and trying to create this perception of the opposition alliance really sort of being close to the Kurdish party. Again, allegedly. Now, so Sinan Oğan looks like will be the kingmaker in the second round. And he did say 24 hours before the election that he would be sitting down and negotiating with both alliances. And we know that President Erdogan's party, especially after the MHP's strong performance, would have more to offer to Sinan Oğan in terms of a future, because Sinan Oğan is a young candidate. And he's got a bright future. And if you look at, for example, Erdogan's alliance partner, MHP, the current leader of MHP is 75 years old. So we may see that Erdogan's ruling alliance may have more to offer to Sinan Oğan than the opposition alliance.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Hakan Akbaz, for speaking to us from Istanbul. Let's now bring in Hashem Helbara. He's joining us from the headquarters of the opposition, CHP, the Republican People's Party in Ankara. So, Hashem, we heard just a few moments ago from Hashem Helbara. Are you with us?
300 boxes in Ankara, 700 boxes in Istanbul.
All right. I don't think Hashem can hear us. We will